This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. 26-year-old Melissa Davis Dunn has now died from injuries after Monday's wrong-way crash that also killed her mother, former Dallas City Councilwoman Carolyn Davis. Carolyn Davis was 57 and died the night of the crash. Her daughter died a day later from her injuries. The other driver, 36-year-old Jonathan Moore, has four previous DWI charges spread over 15 years. He's now booked on two counts of intoxication manslaughter, among other charges. Police say he was heading the wrong way when he slammed into Davis's car. Retired Dallas City managers A.C. Gonzalez and Mary Soom both remember Councilwoman Davis as tough, determined, and dedicated to improving the lives of her District 7 constituents.
The Carolyn that I worked with was just constantly working and sometimes fighting every day for her community.
She cared deeply about her district and the needs in her district, which of course were many and still are. It's a challenging area to work in, and she took it very seriously. I found her good to work with.
Davis was awaiting sentencing on a federal guilty plea of accepting more than $40,000 in bribes tied to getting a housing project approved. Former city council member Diane Ragsdale was a mentor for Davis.
Most of her journey has been about service to others, and that is what needs to be remembered.
Ragsdale says people should look at Davis's whole life, not just the flawed part of it. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.